happened in that second period that seemed to catch your team a little bit off guard?
Well, we had a good first period. We were on the puck, and then they scored on the power play. I thought that created a momentum switch. We didn't manage that sequence properly, and then I thought the room did a good job to regroup between the second and the third period, and we played a solid third period. So it's a young team, and it's full of emotions. We're just going to channel our emotions properly. And after that goal, it's a learning curve. And, momentum switch a little bit, but I thought overall we played a good game.
Did your team watch last night's Jets game? Because it sort of seemed to have a wild third period for them as well.
Well, I don't know if they did, but I did, and was quite happy to see them come back. It's the second time this year, but it's a mindset, staying in the game, and it was a tight game. We had some time in the second period that weren't playing the way we wanted to, but overall with first period we were pretty good, and the third period we were very good, and even then when we had the puck in the second period, what I like is we're trying to do the things that we practice. Even when it doesn't work, it's still the mindset is still right. It was just to manage and channel the emotions properly after that goal on the PK.
Can you tell us a little bit about Brendan Lemieux's game tonight?
Well, he went to the net. He's playing using his potential properly. He's a physical guy. He's got a presence on the ice. I think he's hard to play against, and then that's his game.
Have you seen many guys at this level that are better at tipping pucks than he is?
He's pretty good. I've been at this level for four games. I've been in the NHL for a while, and he's pretty good.
Any word on Kozacek there? That looked like a very ugly-looking hit. He sort of got sandwiched in then in terms of his injury, and the referees say that they miss it, or do they think that was a clean hit? Or?
Well, the conversation I had with the referee will stay between us, but I know one guy was not in a position to see the hit, and the other guy was a bit further away. Obviously, we don't like to see a player going down like this, but it's the good news is it's not as bad as we thought.
Jack Ross. Obviously, he's a skilled player and everything else. What have you liked about his game at this level so far?
I like his ability to stay composed. For a young guy, he doesn't get too excited on the bench. He doesn't get overwhelmed. He's staying composed. We know he's got skills. He knows he's got skills. He's got good confidence with the puck. Take that shot on the power play. You need that confidence. So I like his composure. I like his maturity. Obviously, he's a young player, and there's a lot, but there's a lot of potential. He's a kid that wants to learn, but on the top of, we all see his skills, his speed, his hands, and stuff like that. But his composure is quite interesting for his age.
The youngest player on your team, obviously, but does he have some adjustments he's got to make to play without the puck?
Well, yes, all of our players actually, but it's. It's the use of his stick, the details of the game, stop and start, and reading the plays in the D zone. It's going faster than what he's used to, so it's going to take some time. But it's again, he's trying to understand what needs to be done, and he's trying to execute it. Sometimes, sometimes at that age, you're reading the play, then you're executing the play. It's going to come a time where he's going to read and execute right away. It's going to become just part of playing the game. Right now, he's reading and then slowly executing. It's he's going to be fine. He's a really good player.
What does it say about young guys like Roslovic and Batan that were both on at the end of the game in the last minute protecting a lead?
Well, we have confidence in our players. We believe they can make plays, and we believe they can play the right way and playing the score. And we want to put them. That's our goal this year. It's to put the players in a position to, so we can evaluate them and tough positions. Like it's not easy to protect the lead. It's not easy to be on the ice. There's a lot of pressure, so we want to see how they're going to react, and they did a good job tonight.